Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Three Words That Change Your Life. And the reason we are trying to do some motivational things is to help you think more positively about yourself, about the goals you have in life, what it is that you truly want, where it is that you truly want to be, and also to put you in a situation where you can set yourself up to think more positively about yourself and to believe in yourself. And let's see. When things go wrong, we often take the easy way out. We blame others, we justify our mistakes, and we rationalize our poor judgment. I can make my life anything I want to be. Talk about model prisoner. In 1985, Philippe Mall began serving a 14-year sentence for drug trafficking. During his incarceration, he completed a PhD in psychology, authored a well-received book, became an ordained priest, founded a prison hospice program, and launched the Prison Dharma Network, a nonprofit organization that supports prisoner rehabilitation through contemplative spirituality. Today, Moll works as a peace activist and personal effectiveness coach, lecturing at leading universities in corporate boardrooms in high-risk areas like Rwanda, the Middle East, and what he calls the forgotten world inside our jails and prisons. Moll has plenty of wisdom and experience to share, but he sums up his core message in a single phrase, radical responsibility. Moll believes we create everything that's happening in our lives, good and bad, and it's only when we accept the complete responsibility that we take the giant step from childhood to adulthood. Self-responsibility is the key word to personal effectiveness in every sphere of life. Yet, many choose to embrace the psychology of helplessness and victimhood, preferring to explain all their struggles in terms of actions of others. Like you, I meet many middle-aged men and women who are still grumbling and complaining about earlier unhappy experiences, who are still blaming their problems on other people or the breaks. They're angry with their parents, fuming at the old boss, still simmering over the ex-spouse. They're trapped in the past and can't get free. Yet, the great enemy of success and happiness is negative emotions. Fear, self-pity, envy, jealousy, and anger hold us back, tie us down, and suck the joy out of it. Studies show that there are four root causes for these emotions. Once you identify them, you can begin to banish them. Justification. You can be negative only as long as you convince yourself that you are entitled to be angry. Unhappy individuals will always be found explaining and elaborating on the profound unfairness of their situation. Rationalization. Rationalization is self-deception, an attempt to create a plausible explanation for socially unacceptable acts, as in, if I turn this into 6 weeks late, no one will care anyway. Blaming. There is no quality more closely associated with unhappiness than the habit of blaming others for our difficulties. Poor self-esteem. Low self-esteem is generally characterized by hypersensitivity to the opinions of others. No one wants to lose the respect of others, But consciousness people, conscientious people, don't need to fret about what other people think. And I want to back up here a little bit and say this. I grew up in an era when people with disabilities were not accepted, and I could have accepted what society was saying, that you're helpless, you're worthless, whatever. And yet, as a child, when you hear those things, you take it in and you believe it. And why do you do that? Because it's being told to you by adults. But also, in transactional analysis, they talk about the fact that often when these are the tapes that we hear as children or as adults, and we hear them so often that they become the things that we repeat to ourselves. And when we do that, then we're buying into what other people are saying. And that's why for so many people, or so, you hear so many people like Noah St. John talking about affirmations and changing your attitude and your self-image. And it's something that can easily be done. And what I want to talk about also is in transactional analysis, you have the parent, the adult, and the child, and how they reference things. And what I like about it is the fact that when you talk about the child, everyone knows what a child does. And a child often says, I want. And if you think about it, it could be something like, I want ice cream, I want to be happy, I want to be hugged. And often, especially young children, they need that reinforcement because, you know, there's a story that I've told many times called The Fuzzy Tale. And in that tale, it often talks about how there's a family. And in that family, there was a mother, a father, a son, and a daughter. And they would often give out warm fuzzies like there was no tomorrow. And a warm fuzzy is a compliment, it's a hug, it's whatever. And then a witch came along, and the witch was jealous of this happy family. So they went to them, and they told them, you know what, if you stop keep giving out warm fuzzies, eventually they're going to give out. So guess what? The family stopped giving out warm fuzzies. And then they started giving out cold pricklies and false fuzzies. And the cold pricklies and the false fuzzies was all the negative remarks and the things that tore you down, and they wouldn't touch anyone. And what happened was, and if you think about back in World War II when the babies were in orphanages and the nuns didn't have the time to take care of them, what did they do? They would shrivel up and die. And then what happens? Then a hip woman comes along, and she tells the family, you know what? The warm fuzzies will never give out. So they started giving out warm fuzzies again. And what happened? The family began to thrive. And what I am referencing is the self-image you have, often it's, and the self-esteem, often that comes from the world around you, because if you are in a family where the people around you are unhappy, then guess what? You become unhappy too. If you're around successful people, then you learn to be successful. You know what it takes, and you're willing to put the work in. But we don't have to accept that we're helpless or we're worthless or whatever. You have to turn things around and learn to believe in yourself. And for me, what happened was because I was a child with a disability in an era when people with disabilities were not accepted and weren't even acknowledged, then yes, I had a hard time. But then once I entered college, once I started to study psychology, then I started to turn things around for myself. I began to believe in myself. I learned to love myself. I learned to respect myself. And I found that it was better for me not to be around my family because they were never going to change. And as long as I stayed around them, I would never have the self-esteem. And I have a sister that went out and worked 30 years, had a good income, right now, the only guaranteed income that I can guarantee myself every month is SSI, and it's nothing more than $723 a month. And because of that, I get food stamps. And do you know that my sister is jealous? She gets almost $3,000 a month then, and she's jealous of what little money I have. And when I temporarily stayed with her, she wanted me to use my food stamps to pay her, to go feed her, because she doesn't even want to buy food for herself. And I have a cousin who she went to Europe with, and he'd ask her, do you want water? Do you want this? Oh, no, no, I don't want it. And then he'd go buy for herself, and then she'd be eating off of his food. That's what someone does who is so jealous of what other people have. And that same cousin lives in had a condo in Battery Park, right where the World Trade Center was, and got caught up in the middle of it and lost just about everything. And what has happened, he's got a lot of health problems for it, and he got a settlement out of it, which he deserved. And she's so jealous of the settlement that he has that they even tried to embezzle $100,000 out of him by giving him a bogus check and asking him to deposit it and then transfer money into my mother's account. And luckily, he realized what they were doing because he knows them well enough to know to think twice before you transfer the money, to wait for it to clear. And lo and behold, the check bounced. You know, that's the typical things of what people who are jealous and bitter do. And the sad part is they don't see what they're doing, and they get angry at you for telling the things they're doing. But all you're doing is describing their behavior. If this is what they do, then they need to think twice, because you know what? If you don't like what people are saying about you and people are only describing your behavior, the best thing you can do is learn to turn things around and change your behavior, because then people won't be saying mean things about you. Management consultant Brian Tracy points out that there's a simple antidote to these factors that create negative emotions. You need only say three words, I am responsible. Whether your problem is joblessness, addiction, overspending, obesity, or a damaged personal relationship, you live closer to a solution the moment you say, I am responsible. It's impossible to say these words and still feel angry. The very act of taking responsibilities short circuits and cancels out negative emotions. As Tracy says, every time you blame someone else or make an excuse, you give your power away. You feel weakened and diminished. Without the acceptance of complete personal responsibility, no progress is possible. On the other hand, once you accept total responsibility for your life, there is no limits to what you can do or have. Yet many would rather train for the Boston Marathon in 3 feet of snow than say these words. Why? Psychologists say human beings have a natural propensity to accumulate pride and shun regret. Whether we recognize it or not, we tend to take responsibility for the positive developments in our lives and attribute unfavorable developments to others or circumstances. This is not to say there aren't times when our lives are significantly influenced by outside forces. Maybe you're a great worker who lost her job due to a corporate downsizing or the poor economy. Maybe your parents really were the poor role models, but victims don't create change. It's only when you choose to focus on what you can do and how you should act that you gain power. Businesses and other organizations today are living are looking for people who are willing and able to think, who are self-directing and self-managing, who respond to problems proactively rather than merely waiting for someone else's solution. A study done in New York a few years ago found that people who ranked in the top 3% in every field had a special attitude that set them apart from the average performers in their industries. It was this. They chose to view themselves as self-employed throughout their careers, no matter who signed their paychecks. These are people who set goals, make plans, establish measures, and get results. Radical responsibility changes everything. It means you own your thoughts, impulses, feelings, and actions. You are accountable to the consequences they bring and the impact they have on others. This is not a burden, incidentally. It's a privilege and an honor to take ownership of your actions. It creates freedom and control. It gives meaning to life. Self-reliance is the great source of personal power. We create ourselves, shape our identity, and determine the course of our lives to what we are willing to take responsibility for. Want to change your life and solve your problems? Starting today, say 3 simple words. I am responsible. And you know, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this today. Because for so many people, they don't see themselves being responsible. They would rather blame other people for the reasons that they think very negatively or that they have problems in the world. You know, the best thing you can do is to treat yourself the way you want others to treat you. And treat others the way you want them to treat you. Because, you know, the biggest thing is that for so many people, what do? They treat other people badly, and then they expect you to treat them with a lot of respect. And, you know, it is just so sad when you watch people think that it's okay for them to abuse someone. And it's not okay to abuse someone. The best thing that you can do is to show people the response, to treat people how you expect to be treated in your lifetime. Because you know what? If you treat people with the right responsibility, then guess what? You will receive and get what it is that you truly want in life. And it is up to you to make that decision on how you are going to treat the people around you. Because you know what? It's a reflection of who you are and how you see yourself. And earlier I was talking about transactional analysis and how it talks about the parent, the adult, and the child. And I started talking about how the child says, I want. Well, what happens is the parent says, you should. And when you think about it, what does your parent tell you should do in your life? They try to tell you what career you should be in. They try to tell you how to live your life. They try to tell you how to even what kind of job to get, where you should be in your life, the kind of lifestyle you should live. And the sad part is that we all have our own lives. We all have our own responsibility to who we are. And if you respect yourself and you respect other people, then you know what? You will gain the respect from someone else. And, you know, I'll go back and tell you what my sister's done. She's very disrespectful to her own sisters. My mother died, and because she was the only one that was supposedly able-bodied and mature, she was always, as a child, told, it's going to be your responsibility to take care of them when we're gone. And the sad part is, yes, when we were children, it took a long time for society to change and the laws to change And it wasn't until 1977 that people with disabilities were guaranteed rights in this world. But the fact of the matter is that you as an individual should treat people with the respect that you expect to have in this lifetime. And the sad part is for so many people, what do? They treat their lives as though they lack the responsibility. And it is up to you to show that at this point in time that you can live the quality of life that you truly want and achieve what you truly want in life. And as I was saying, that my mother was very disrespectful. And in doing so, what happened? Because she was disrespectful to me and my older sister, because we were considered the ones that were disabled and didn't have a whole lot of opportunities. And my sister only is deaf, and she had a lot of opportunities. But the fact of the matter was that her personality was very reserved and very introverted, so she needed the encouragement to succeed. And often if a parent just, whether it's their own lack of self-esteem or whatever, when they pass along to their children the feelings and emotions that they have, then what are they doing? They are short-circuiting that child. And unless you get the help or the opportunity to turn things around for yourself, and in my case, because I went to in college study psychology and mental health, and because I understood that for me I was a better person than they were telling me I truly was, then you know what? I had to learn to respect myself. I had to learn how to love myself first. And once I was capable of doing that, then I could turn around and do the same thing for other people. But it took me a while to get there. And that kind of works that way for everyone. But, you know, you can get there if you truly want to be there. So think about these things. Think about the things that you can do that can help you grow as an individual to be who it is that you truly want to be in your lifetime. And think about all the things that you can do that can help you become the person that you truly want to be. And you know what? When the time comes, you can truly reach those goals in your life and be the person that you truly want to be. But you have to make that decision for yourself on where you are going to be and how you are going to live the quality of life that you truly want in your lifetime. And you need to be who it is that you want to be, because if you have the opportunity and you believe in yourself, then you can achieve anything. And let me finish up with this, because I know I kind of got off track a little bit. But the child says, I want. The adult says, I am able to. And the parent says, you should. So look at this. If you believe in yourself and you tell yourself, I am able to, and you say the question, why shouldn't I succeed? Why shouldn't I be the best at whatever I can be, and choose to do the things that you truly should be, then guess what? You will succeed in everything. And you have the opportunity to do what it is that you truly need to do to make yourself be the best of who you are and in almost everything that you choose. And you know what? Every one of us have the opportunity to be who it is that we truly want to be. Because you know what? Every one of us has the ability. And think about it. What does it take an actor to be the most successful? And think about it. And I will finish up with this, is that often you've heard about Jim Carrey and how when he started out as a comedian, what did he do? He wrote himself a check for $25,000 because he saw himself as someday making $25,000 a gig. And guess what? Today, he gets millions of dollars just for making a movie because they know that when his name is on the marquee, that people will come in because they have a following. In soap operas, what happens to certain actors that become get roles, that become iconic roles, if they grow up in the role, you know, and they have other options and they choose to leave? Then what happens is you will have followers, or people that follow that show, they get mad at them and denigrate them and curse them. Why? Because they don't want to see the character leave. But you got to remember, these people have lives too. They're only there 4, 5, 6 hours a day. And they take enough shows that air in a week that they may not even work but 2 or 3 days a week. And they have their lives. They have their family, their time. And you, as much as you enjoy what they do, remember, it is only a show. It is only entertainment. But the sad part is some of them can't even be truthful about their personal lives because society still denigrates certain sexuality for people to understand that it is so sad that why are you treating someone and telling them how to live their life or the fact that they should have a relationship with someone that they don't have any feelings for. And the sad part is what happens when they do and they're trying to sell it, it almost looks like it's fake. And the sad part is that unless you look closely or unless you pay attention, they may sell it to some people. But it's almost their perception because they just can't believe or accept that this person would truly be different. And let me finish up with this. We create everything that's happening in our lives, good or bad. It's only when we accept complete responsibility that we take the giant step from childhood to adulthood. Self-responsibility is the key to personal effectiveness in every sphere of life. Yet the great enemy and success and happiness is negative emotion. Fear, self-pity, envy, jealousy, and anger hold us back, tie us down, and suck the joy out of life. And always think about it this way, that you can always use justification, you can always use rationalization, you can always use blaming, you can always, and all of these things, when you blame someone else for your behavior, when you rationalize, or when you use justification, then what you're doing is you're allowing yourself to be manipulated. And let me finish up with this. My sister, in essence, what she has done is because she felt like she was not getting enough love or not getting, because her sisters may have had a little bit more attention, then she uses that as the justification for why she is abusive to her own sisters. And let me tell you that you too can find a way to find success in your life and to think of the three words that will help you be, you know, to realize that if you say, I am responsible, and you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personal CareerCoach.com, and we can help you with building up your self-esteem and gaining respect for who you are.